Let's start out looking at what these markets are doing today, Brad. I know a lot of talk about corn, soybean, and wheat all seeing some higher numbers this morning. Looks like the dollar's got a big effect for this Monday.
Absolutely right. We're joined at the hip with the U.S. dollar here in a large way with the grains. Funny that our other exportable items like hogs today particularly aren't seeming to stay in lockstep with them. But weaker dollar, the effects, it's amazing what we have to get ourselves smartened up to, even to the point where I was keeping track of the G20 conferences this weekend, what we're going to do with currency values, different things like that was what the 20 largest industrial nations were talking about, anticipation of an employment number, unemployment number coming up here. All this is affecting the dollar, and obviously as long as we continue to have this weak dollar, we would expect exports to stay good. Of course, the specific export news to China here the last while has been phenomenal. It's like literally every other day they seem to be in the market for some more beans as they continue to stockpile a protein source, as they continue to try to grow their poultry and pork herd. So that, and then I think the other sidebar to that, probably not as significant, would be that it didn't rain after all, basically, or it didn't rain as much, or the kind of coverage that we had thought they were going to get in South America. And that's probably also part of the reason why there's some pretty good leadership on the beans to the upside today.
Looking at what's happening on the wheat side, I know talk of Russia last week saying, hey, they're going to retain its ban on grain exports until July of next year. Is that having much of an effect today?
A little, but I think we're kind of to the point where, okay, that's in the market. We understand that's going to be the way it is for a while. You know, if I had a pick, you know, I guess you really didn't ask it this way, but you know, if I had a pick and look at just the wheat, you know, you had a kind of a phenomenal kind of a year this year in that the Canadian crop probably down 25 to 30% because it was too wet. The Russia crop down 35-40% maybe because of the extreme drought. So you had some really extraordinary weather factors. Now, are we going to have that back-to-back? I guess as if I was doing a lot of wheat marketing, I'd be hard-pressed to not look ahead into next year and think that we ought to be paying a close attention because obviously wheat's a crop that's grown all over the world.
Jump over to the livestock side of the trade. You talked about the hogs a little bit during our grain comments. Kind of flat to weak for them. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit more for us?
Yeah, I would say a little weak would be the understatement here. We're down over $2 on the December now, down $1.77 as I look at it on the Febs. I think on Friday we kind of had a really neat little feel-good. Everything else was rallying. We finally rallied the hogs after what had been a very steep, oversold market that had gone straight down, basically. And so I would say the correction on Friday probably was just that. Unfortunately, the hogs still feel like we're in this sustained downtrend for a little bit here yet. News that's Russia is delisting a couple pork plants probably hasn't helped us either. This huge kill. Last week's kill on the hogs, for those that like these little trivia deals, that was the largest for this week ever, largest kill for that week of October ever. It was the actual 15th largest kill for any week ever. So there's plenty of them, and the weights are 4 pounds over a year ago, and that seems to be a big problem here with the weights. You know, big kill will help clean it up, but it takes more than a week. So extremely wide basis. December hogs are carrying a $5-6 premium. So hogs got a little work to do to cut out from them, I think.
Brad, can we be optimistic that we might see some higher cash again this week, though we depleted some of those show list numbers last week?
On the cattle, I think that we'll at least be fully steady. I think we did a great job of marketing last week, although you got to look at them dealing those $4 higher. You know, so just to sit here and blindly expect encore after encore. I'm as bullish. In fact, I would dare to bet you could call 25 brokers and not find anybody as bullish longer term as I am. I would say that now with a big up, we'll adjust here to this price tier level for a while. I like the fact that the cash is above futures. I'm going to call the cash cattle at least fully steady, but with the basis the way it is, I don't know that it'll be any higher because the basis traders in the South will be easy sellers probably at a very good price. Weights are way below a year ago. Demand is very, very good. I like the cattle a lot. I like the way it's set up. This week might be a little more retrenchment, a little more correction than what it was last week.